application to join the European Community and developments in the neighboring East Bloc. Mrs. Thatcher arrived in Salzburg for a private holiday on August 10th.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Say it, Dan. Come on.
I can't say it.
Yeah.
CKUT.
That's right.
In Montreal.
You are tuned in to today's free kick radio show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's August 8th, 2021. I am back here, Clara Swan, on the air. It's been a lot of pre-records and guest spots over the last month or two. Haven't been here myself in the flesh, as it were. Recording, of course, here from St. Henry, lovely St. Henry. Good morning, Montreal. Keep it locked. Lots of great vibes coming up on today's Free Kick Radio Show.
Probably none of them could get indicted for price-fixing that old-fashioned way. Now there are just newer forms of collusion, and if you're
not in the business, you don't see them or how they work, but the machinery is the same.
The ones that have the most draw line, and if
you're below that line, it's just too dangerous to stay.
In the game, one mistake, one piece of bad luck, and
you're wiped out now, and the nation needs something like
the way they are.
Encouraged to draw all kinds of money lending, outright guarantees for what is being produced,
and other kinds of support that give the feeling that
the whole industry's working together toward a goal,
which is to produce as much as possible and
share what comes from that work according to how much you've been able to put in, how long you've
been in, and how much of you there is. But
at a certain point, it always happens the ones that
have the most decide that they can run the whole deal
by themselves, and so therefore get all the money. The only sharing will be between
the guys that have the most, and
I don't mean that they are known to be
generous, even about that, that's when the war
between families start, but in the meantime, oh, at that point, there's a drastic change of ways.
The business of the industry works, that's what I mean by
draw a line, those lines don't just evolve.
That idea's bullshit and everybody knows it.
At a certain point, a certain number of them known to each other by reputation, otherwise decide to
draw a line, and they draw the fucker overnight almost.
They know that drawing lines is going to mean war
between them all, but what the hell, war is fun.
Besides,
and
it's rid of all this complexity of thinking that goes with the idea of a collective
purpose. I mean, it simplifies life, war does.
And baby, when that line is drawn, I mean
you wake up one morning and there it is, the longer
you try to hold on, the more suffering you are going to get, just because the whole idea
of the line is just to get you the fuck out.
The game,
it's you against a lot of guys, every one of which is more than you, and you wouldn't be in the situation to begin with. That's what the silly fucker meant by if you have to ask, you can't afford one. I always thought we ought to have that carved out, that stupid mountain with the four guys' heads right across the whole deal.
If it was up to me, I'd carve it right across the fucking faces, but that would universally be thought of as rash artistically, which is a kind of crime the way we see art. So if you wanted to stay out of jail and just be remembered as a wise
man, you would carve it down below like a kind of motto for us all.
If you have to ask, you can't afford one.
Now you've got to understand that this is just one early stage in the life cycle of the industry.
At the even earlier stage, when you want to get as many people involved as is needed to make things work, the exact opposite is true.
Whatever you need, just ask. We are all in this together. We all need the same things in common, and those things can be had if we think about
you
it.
You can't start a farm without land, you can't
buy seeds without money, and you can't get water
to the plants without paying people to get water to the plants, and you can't harvest what is grown without tools and paying people for the work. And we all know that this is God's earth, and it's due solely to the grace of God that all things grow and come to be. And
what we try to do the best we can is take advantage of the precious little time that we have here together,
you know, to make life a little easier for all people.
So whatever you need, just ask. That gets them. Every time they get this strange look in their eyes.
A religious look? I mean, holy shit, why didn't I think of that? All we've got to do is work together.
And everybody will have, if not as much as they need, as much as anybody else has. And all those bad feelings will just go away. And
we will all smile at each other at what
we've accomplished together, sighed.
Why, you uncle who was so smart about everything, so admired in the town. It was a great success if being a human being wasn't present. No, shit, no. You thought about stupid things like, how does the plow overcome the friction of the earth?
What's the answer to that, except in words, which are used every place, except when you are behind the plow, and it is actually most people on earth. Now, don't want to ride in airplanes because you can't understand how it can fly. You can believe the words when somebody tells you on the ground.
You can't get nobody to talk their way through what's going on when the plane is up there. It's like music or plowing or like talking itself. When you're doing it, you can't think about how you do it, or it just stops. And you can see this in kids when they're little, everything is a
perceptual reality which we share in common, but we don't want them to be say that way. Otherwise, we would all be as children and nobody would know that there is any other purpose except the collective one.
So we have to train them in as many word routines as we can jam into them before the chemistry changes and they start putting those routines together in some haphazard fucking fashion that will give them maybe what is called a personality when you have done as much as you can.
You have given them what I would call a destiny.
Man is created in the image of God, you know. That's the way it's said, but what it means.
If you say it in a different way, is man and woman doesn't know stuffed shit about God and soul.
If you don't know stuffed shit about something
in particular, you're like you're trying to think about God knowing something and get
God answered some way. We all know that. If somebody created any way at all can't answer any question at all, then they don't know shit about anything. It's so fucking simple. There is a potential sucker every minute, except in China, where the average is about every half minute. And so the reason that your uncle is not president is the simple fucking reason that nobody ever told him to be president. You can teach a fucking Babylon to be president. It's done all the time, and what we can't get past is the memory of the time when we were as children and there was something that we shared in common.
That everything was just great, the sunshine, the grass grew, the dogs barked, and so forth. And we keep trying to put words together in a new way so as to make that change of chemistry as subtle and its effect as gradual, as imperceptible, as drawn out as possible, and up to ideally the
moment of our death. I mean, who the fuck cares that a plane will fly or that a plow will turn over Earth? And who the fuck cares if you get to see a picture of a baboon on the moon? No,
that's the answer. In the strength of life, most people pretend they care, mainly because the sun comes up, the mind gets overheated, everybody gets confused.
Everybody drunk on some goddamn thing or other.
Just wanders around trying to make sense of things, which is the same. Same as saying trying to remember word patterns that you learned before you knew them.
Because they're buried so deep, you feel that they must have a meaning. But at the start of life,
and at the end of life, and a lot of times in the middle of the night when the muscles are resting from rehearsing and reshuffling all those patterns,
nobody gives a fuck that a plane will fly, big fucking deal, or that a plow will turn over, your big deal, or that you can see a picture of a baboon on the moon. The words don't have no fucking meaning. They are just a uniform you put on to get you in a certain line of work. They don't have no fucking meaning at all. We are created in the image of the state of confusion, of thinking about something that does not have no fucking meaning, because no arrangement of the words, whatever's going to make it work. It's funny that it's so much of what you do to give the sign. Do you know what I mean? Everybody just waiting it out. Just scared shit. Then every once in a while, everybody gets the idea all together, and they see the sign in somebody. They wait. They are just waiting to see if there is a breakthrough. And usually the guy dies, or else we kill him. Probably the same thing. Then everybody raises a fist to God and says, "This is shit." I mean, everybody gets mad because they thought there was going to be a breakthrough in the relationship among things. Everybody says together, "Listen, asshole, this is getting tiresome. We cooperate, you don't cooperate. The fucking Pope calls a meeting because there are too many Polish jokes." People say to each other on the sly, "How can you tell for sure when lawyers are lying?" And as you can tell it because their lips are moving. Everybody, God is mad because you didn't get the idea, didn't get it, you didn't get the idea that every time one of us dies, you die in us, start again from scratch. No wonder everything's so fucked up, because nothing in us is taking care of things. When people raise the fist to God, it means they're mad. It means the whole fucking thing's got screwed up one more time.
I am dumbstruck. I came all this way for this. What about the magic and the premonitions? This guy talks just like I do. Could be me. He talks just like everybody else talks just before they wake up.
He's getting close to stream of consciousness. Too much Carlos, Carl said. He laughs. You can always tell when they've got you. Their vocabulary takes over yours. It starts as an idea. Hypothesis among scientists, pretending they speak Greek. Watching shadows move and that stuff.
Ironic about the Inquisition.
The Inquisitors knew what they were up to. Not exactly friendly neighbors, but then they saw it in the language. Sit around and watch the shadows move.
Say Eureka when it's proven.
Meanwhile, the words change. On the way to Eureka, little joke. Sunset on the left. New world on the right. 60 miles an hour. Percentages of lawlessness allowed.
A kind of daydreaming.
While the words change their meaning in the shadows, so to speak. First thing you know, it's theory. Right till proven wrong. In other words, magic to the Inquisitors. not exactly friendly neighbors, but they saw it coming. The words change their meaning, and you're hooked.
Too much Carlos, Carl said.
Last time it was Viennese. Sugar, chocolate, heavy cream, raw meat, cocaine, caffeine, and nicotine eventually produced a theory to explain why we don't sleep well. Holy Jesus, everybody say. Eat all that shit. No wonder you don't sleep. No, it's in the words, they said. The reason you don't sleep is in the words. Okay, if you say so, doctor. Looks like an industry to me, but you're the boss. I read it all. While the doctor thought that I was going deaf, I had to agree with the inquisitors, else I would be deaf by now for sure. But Carlos got me dead asleep. Ralph Waldo Emerson as Lowrider Carl just laughs. He got you. Except for TV, he would have gotten everybody. You didn't have TV, so he got you. It could have been another Christianity. It just came 50 years too late. No wonder you've got visitors. It follows you home at night, all right. It stalks around the bedroom, bumping into furniture. It makes the chills go up and down your spine.
You should have listened to the Inquisitors.
Give me that old time religion now. You really got a problem. You can't tell dreams from waking. You think they think you preach Azteca. You think you just got a lecture. Blasphemy and scary words to teach you something. Just a little research, Linda. I'll be right back. And that was just the intro. Now comes the main one. Now you're gonna get it. You're gonna say I came all that way for this. This is all there is. This is quite a question. A lot of people gone down asking that question. This is all there is?
Higher than eagles, he wanted to learn to fly.
Sign me up. I'll be right back, Linda. Three lectures from the underground. The main one still to come. Just time enough until the sky gets light to learn how to persuade. To learn that to not have is suffering. To learn materialism as transcendent. If you've got to ask, you can't afford one. If you've got to ask, you know the answer.
Finally, the singular man appears. This is what I came for. Ordinariness in the extreme is indescribable. I wonder how old this guy is. I like kids too. It's always nice to see kids in training. The soft eyes and the guns. I've seen these kids before. They gather silence. Here it comes. Oh, I understand.
In order that the people can get down from the trees, they need a plan. In order to have a plan, they need a burden of performance. My mind is full of doubt. They need agriculture. To have the idea of agriculture, they need the idea of flatness. To have the idea of flatness, they need the idea of containment. To have the idea of gravity and flatness. To understand the idea of the room of the city, it's too late for you. People who make cities are doomed to moving rocks through struggle. Rocks do not get up and dance around for people who make cities. For people who make cities, rocks appear to be dead. The idea of agriculture is not to feed the people. The idea of agriculture is improvement. Flatness as a solution to the problem of food feeding the people is something we have to live with. Our motto is in entertainment. What goes up?
As one.
Must come down.
As one.
The rocks?
As one.
Have stopped dancing.
As one.
But let's go on.
Agreed.
Later there will be time enough to talk about agriculture and to try to clear things up. Let's go on to the message.
Agreed.
The message is?
Agreed.
They are our
Agreed.
It was inevitable.
Agreed.
I mean it was inevitable
no
that
doubt.
It was spread among us to the children. It
no
was
no
inevitable
doubt.
One that it will be seen and two
no
that it will
doubt.
Spread. It will spread
no
until
doubt.
We recognize it in the babies. It is the idea
no
we
doubt.
Live with. No, it is the flow, not the water. It is agriculture. It is flatness, gravity,
enough.
Containment. The needs
true
of
enough.
People and the idea
true
of
enough.
The beyond. We have given ourselves
true
a
enough.
Question of the idea of the
true
beyond.
Enough. Among our horizons signifying the idea of the beyond. There are, for instance, the city, the Indians along the ridge, the gargoyles, etc. The guardians of hope. The guardians of hope.
covered everything. It was all I could do just to stay awake. I was beyond thoughts of family at home. It had become biological. Me against the white horse. The path had disappeared. How could I trust them that I would skirt? How could I trust them that I would not trespass?
Against the children.
Look at this bank and
so
it's all
right.
Look closely.
So right.
The contours
so
of the land
right.
Are the contours of my little
so
mind.
Right.
Straight paths are gone. The Bible
so
camps,
right.
The trailer camps, the army camps are
so
mere
right.
Figures of speech. Habits to
so
conceal
right.
From us the true nature of geometry,
so
which is
right.
Not agriculture.
The questions of geometry are instant agriculture. And in the bank.
There is no excuse that anyone can see for banks. I have something that only makes things harder. The bank is not a safe place if you have things of value. The bank is not a camp. The bank is geometry, a lesson. The bank is agriculture, our plan.
We need a place to
I
feel
say,
the feelings we feel in the bank better there than
I
at home.
Say,
for one, you feel so ill-kempt there. Two, it owns
say,
the water. Three, there is the outward thrust of the ostentatious
face
field unplanted and the corners.
I say,
there is one entrance only.
I say,
the laws of fire
I
do
say,
not apply to banks. Among the different debris
well
of deadness found in rocks, deadest are the rocks
well
from which
said.
We build our banks. A vibrant
well
bank
said.
Is no bank at all. There is
well
no wind
said.
In the bank, nor speed,
well
nor velocity.
Well said.
There is only alignment.
Well said.
What could be simpler?
Well said.
Thank you.
Ananda, Pratanda, Pranamda Hum. Ananda, Chandana, Pranamda Hum. Alanka, Niranjan, Deva Devam. Alanka, Niranjan, Deva Devam.
Listening to today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Bye. following is a rebuttal to KRUD editorial denouncing the legalization of marijuana. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana is Ashley Roachclip, president of United Heads for Hemp. Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah. am I facing the right way, man?
Just look at the red light.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, I just want to say, man, that a lot of,
Just a second, Mr. Roachclip. Let's try it again, okay? Take it from this top and just relax.
Yeah, I know. I know what I was going to say.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll just take it from Mr. Roachclip, okay? Ready?
Right,
when
sure,
I cue you.
Sure.
Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah?
You're supposed to...
Right.
Okay,
right,
let's
right.
try it again.
Okay, no, I
Ready?
Know where I'm at.
All right,
yeah,
all right, okay. On three. No, just face the camera with a red light on it.
Yeah.
There you go. You're
camera
in,
three.
Great, you're in focus. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Roachclip.
A lot of cats put down grass, man, like... because they say things about it like it makes you lose your memory, you know, man. Well, I just want to say that I forgot where I was, man.
Okay, cut. Freddie, stop. All right, let's just take it once more, okay?
Just a minute. Let me think of where. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. All
okay,
right.
Here we go.
Okay.
We'll take it from Mr. Roachclip again, okay?
I'm ready.
Here we
All
go.
Right.
Mr. Roachclip.
Yeah?
Mr. Roachclip. You're supposed to do the speech.
Oh, right, man. I got it. Okay.
Ready?
I'll do it right this time.
Is this a tape?
All right. Yeah, we'll take this one, Freddie. Okay, here we go. Mr. Roachclip.
I just want to say that a lot of you cats that don't think marijuana should be legalized, well, you're all fucked.
Cut. Cut.
Well, that's what it is, man.
Thank you.
their mind because they don't have the time. Because you don't have the time. They will be screaming, screaming. Oh yes, I'm screaming, screaming. At this time all along the line. Don't let them mess with your mind. Don't let them mess with your mind. La, 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 la,
in the aftermath, after the facts. A quiet dope inside a man, but during the season, hard drugs inside a mates. The boy is like a tape loop. The boy is like a not much contact. Drinking the men waits. They are set at nods. Cause crippled states are holy states. Cause crippled states are holy states. Oh, well, my mother got in here. The And living here you whisper, ba-ba. This boy is like a tent looper, and he has soft mitts, but he's the last domain of a very, very black room brain. He'll learn a word today. There was misanthropy. There was misanthropy. And he's running to and from that cat's from Timpan Alley. And he's running with and from that cat's from the alleys of Timpan. And he's going to meet the cats from the alleys of Timpan. The middle mass. The middle mass, vulturous, in the aftermath, after the facts, after the facts. The evil is not in extremes, it's in the aftermath, the aftermath.
That went too low. There, we're good here. Quick, wait, Joe Jage. Bonjour, Marielle. Hello. Welcome to today's Free Kick Radio Show. We've just had 45 minutes or so, 47, 48 minutes of good times there. Hope you're enjoying the music today. This 8th of August, 2021. A lot of new stuff in today's show, at least maybe not new, but new in the way of being released recently, re-released in many ways, some of that stuff. It's new to me anyway, much of today's show. Moving backwards through the set, I'm just going to tell you what you heard. We just heard from The Fall, that's right, live at St. Helens Technical College in 1981. That's right, the famous venue. St. Helens Technical College. Yeah, everybody played there, I think, right? Did you see Beyonce's show there? Yeah, I don't know. Middle Mass, the track we heard, the live performance. For that discovery of the week for me, a Montreal artist, Carlisle Williams, got some play here on the station in the last couple weeks and blew my mind when I heard it. Can't believe it. It sort of slipped past me in all of these years. It was came out in 1998. Carlisle Williams, "Life Is Fun," the album. "Don't Let Them Mess With Your Mind" is the song we heard. A lot more to come from that album, and there's going to be some work. Some people here at the station are working on something for Carlisle Williams. Thanks to Alex there for turning me on to that in the last few weeks. The Soul Searchers before that, from the album Salt of the Earth. Ashley's Roach Clip, which of course I think is a wink to the song I played before that, or the spoken word piece of comedy before that. Cheech and Chong, of course, from the album Big Bamboo. We heard Rebuttal, Speaker, Ashley, Roach Clip. And of course then The Soul Searchers right after that. Good fun. Hope you enjoyed that. Before that, Toronto's Pinoy Ensemble, Pantayo, from their self-titled release from 2020. It was up for a Polaris Prize, and a strong contender, obviously. We heard Taranta. Yeah, really good. Enjoy that very much. In the first half hour of today's show, we heard a bit from Alice Coltrane. That's right, Alice Coltrane. Actually, her voice, we never hear Alice Coltrane's voice. She was also known to her ashram as Turiya. And the name of the album was Turiya Sings, originally recorded in 1981, as mostly for use in her ashram with her friends. but it had more instrumentation on the original release in 1981, and that was stripped out by her son, Aravi. And we hear just the Wurlitzer organ and her voice, and it's just hauntingly beautiful. And we heard the track called Charanam. Yeah. Before that, we heard a little bit of opera from, modern opera, from Robert Ashley, album called Foreign Experiences, recorded in 1995, but just released last year. We heard the piece called Eagle Tearing Hearts Out of Chests. That was a good 18 minutes of that. And then right off the top of today's show, we heard from Matana Roberts from Coin Coin Chapter 4, Memphis. We heard Shoes of Gold. Speaking of Memphis, that's the name of this song that we're hearing in the background right now from... what was the name of this group again? The Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, I think, yeah. So I hope you're enjoying that. Let me tell you a little bit about the weather. I like to tell you about the weather. I know I'm a day early for you here. Today is Saturday for me, but today is Sunday for you. So Sunday is supposed to be 29 and sunny. Ooh, big sun. Yeah, it's a high of 29 with quite a bit of humidity, 35. It has been pretty sticky, folks, hasn't it? Overnight tonight, 20. And then tomorrow, Monday, we're looking at 31 and Tuesday at 32. So the heat has returned. They're not saying any Humidex is on that right now. Wednesday also 31 and then rain moving in. I imagine there's going to be some humidity with all of that, but you will survive. We will survive. Stay cool, my friends. What else can I tell you? Yes, you can check out all of CKUT's archives over at CKUT. There's 3 months of programming archived there. Just click on through to the programming grid, find a show, click on through to it, and there's all kinds of stuff you can do there. Subscribe to the podcast there, too. That's always fun. FreeKick is struggling with its own website right now. FreeKick.ca is where you can find it, and that'll send you on off to the WordPress site, which is highly out of date. But there's still a lot of good music that you can access through there from the past. Mostly from pre-pandemic times. Yeah, in the times before, as we like to say. All right, so what time have we got now? About 53 minutes past the hour. It was 7 minutes left in the show. I just wanted to actually also thank all the contributors to the Free Kick in the last few weeks. Of course, Dave, our former co-host from Times of Yore. Of course, Malcolm is also welcome. Thank you so much for all great segments. And of course, Dave and Maral, who will, I think, be back next week. I may be mistaken. It might not be next week. It might be the week after. But I think we agreed on the third week of every month. So they should be in next week. Many thanks. And many thanks, of course, to you, the listeners, for listening in and sharing this journey with us. But one last track today. I grew up listening to David Bowie. What can I say? So we're going to finish today's show with a little track from Station to Station, the 1976 album. Apparently he doesn't remember recording this album. It must have been really good drugs back in the 70s, eh? This is a classic. I think you'll enjoy it. Stay tuned, folks. I think there's a lot of music coming up on today's programming grid. So come on back in 7 days. But don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Help me, Lord. And stay tuned. Next up, an hour from Dave.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Everybody, how are you doing? Hope you are well. This is Dave, back with you on the Free Kick Show with some more music to color your late Sunday morning, early afternoon, brunch time, as we like to say. Let me tell you what we're going to hear in the next half hour or so of music. Right now I'm talking over a recording of The Birds of Lincoln, Nebraska, combined with some music from Shalabi Effect, specifically a track called One Last Glare from the Trial of Saint-Orange album. But when I stop talking, we're going to kick off with Pharoah Sanders from the Zifo Zam album, released in 1969. We're going to hear Prince of Peace featuring Leon Thomas on vocals. Follow that up with some psychedelic Brazilian music that we love so well in the show. Lula Cortes and Zé Ramalho. The album's called Pai Biru, and the track is called Maracas de Fogo. And yeah, great stuff. Track that album down if you can. Follow that up with something from Jeff Parker from his most recent release, Sweet for Max Brown. We'll hear Fusion Swirl from that album. Follow that up with a classic.